This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Biahui. Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, today said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer around 20,000 crore rupees in 9 crore 3 lakh farmers' account on 18th June in Varanasi under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said that 3 lakh crore rupees have been transferred in 11 crore farmers' accounts so far in the last 10 years. Mr. Chauhan said that he has written letters to all chief ministers to join the Prime Minister's event on 18th June. He highlighted that after assuming charge as Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister, he has discussed with officials of the ministry and is working on every important issue related to the welfare of farmers. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a high-level meeting tomorrow morning to review security situation in Jammu and Kashmir and preparedness for Amarnath Yatra. The meeting will be attended by J&K Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Union Home Secretary, senior officers from Army, Police, J&K Administration and others. Yesterday, Mr. Shah reviewed Jammu and Kashmir's security situation in a meeting with senior officers of Ministry of Home Affairs in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed delight over the Smritivan Earthquake Memorial Museum in Bhuj, Gujarat, making it a world selection for the UNESCO Pre-Versailles Museums 2024. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Smritivan in Kutch is a tribute to the lives lost in the tragic earthquake of 2001. He said that it is a reminder of human resilience and courage as well. Home Minister Amit Shah also hailed the achievement as a touching moment for India. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the inclusion of Smritivan in the world selection for the Pre-Versailles Museums 2024 will spread the fragrance of the memories of the lost lives worldwide. Vice President and Chairman of Rajya Sabha, Jagdeep Dhankar, will inaugurate the newly constructed Prerinasthal tomorrow evening in the Parliament House complex. Speaker of Lok Sabha Om Birla, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh Narayan Singh and Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju will also attend the inauguration. All the members of Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha have also been invited to the program. The Prerinasthal has been built in a way to ensure convenience of dignitaries and other visitors who will be able to see and pay tributes to the statues of great leaders and freedom fighters at one place inside the Parliament House complex. The government is targeting to provide around 50 lakh jobs in electronic manufacturing sector in the next 5 years. Highly placed sources said, currently around 25 lakh people are employed in the electronic manufacturing sector and centre is intended to double it. Sources said the volume of India's electronic manufacturing sector is likely to be doubled in the next 5 years, which is presently of around $130 billion and that the centre is focusing on making the country self-reliant in the sector, as well as making India as an electronic manufacturing hub. In Uttarakhand, at least 14 people were killed today in an accident on the Badrinath National Highway near Raintoli in Rudraprayag district, where a tourist vehicle plunged into a gorge. 7 critically injured pilgrims were airlifted to AIIMS Rishikesh, while the other injured are undergoing treatment at the district hospital. According to reports, the vehicle was carrying 26 people when the incident occurred. All bodies have been recovered. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Uttarakhand Governor Gurmeet Singh and Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami have expressed condolences. Prime Minister Modi has announced ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The joint statement of Group of 7 G7 nations on the final day of their annual summit in Italy has pledged support to specific infrastructure projects like the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC, in their statement. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, the match between India and Canada has been abandoned without a ball being bowled due to rain. The inaugural champions, India, have already secured a spot in the Super 8 from Group A. And that is the end of this news bulletin.